We start with cricket and news of a double success for West Indies on World 2020 Finals Day in Kolkata. In the men's final, they beat England by 4 wickets to become the first side to claim the trophy for a second time. England batted first after West Indies put them in and made 155 for 9 from their 20 overs. West Indies, though, reached their target thanks to Marlon Samuels hitting an unbeaten 85 and Carlos Brathwaite smashing 4 sixes in a row to win it in the final over. Our correspondent Jonathan Agnew was watching.
An extraordinary final exceeded expectations, even though it was a low-scoring affair. This had nothing to do with the conditions, but England's batting failed to fire. When Root was out for 54, England were 111 for 7. Willie's 21 was invaluable, but they closed a good 30 runs below par. In a surprise move, Root then bowled a second over, and both openers, Johnson and Gale, slogged catches into the deep. Wickets continued to fall, with only Samuels keeping his cool, but he lost the strike with 19 needed off over bowled by Stokes. Outrageously, Brathwaite hit the first 4 balls all for 6, and suddenly, from looking likely winners, England had lost the game.
And after the match, the West Indies captain Darren Sammy had quite a few words for his team's critics.
We had a lot of issues. You know, we felt disrespected by our board. Mark Nicholas described our team as a team with no brains, you know, and all these things before the tournament just brought this team together. And you know, I want to really thank these 15 men, you know, the ability to just put all those adversity aside.
And here now the thoughts of the losing captain, England's Owen Morgan.
Came here obviously wanting to win the World Cup. We controlled the game probably right up until about the 16th or 17th over, and we're in a really commanding position. It's just unfortunate to finish the way it did. We were never taking anything for granted. But certainly tonight is one of those nights that we'll probably think, wow, that was one of those games, you know.
Well, earlier West Indies won the women's final with a shock victory over Australia, who were aiming to win the trophy for the fourth time in a row. Elise Villani and Meg Lanning both hit half centuries as the Australians made 148 for 5 from their 20 overs, but Hayley Matthews top scored with 66 as West Indies reached their target with 8 wickets in hand and 3 balls to spare. Matthews had shared an opening stand of 120 with their captain, Stephanie Taylor.
I am actually, you know, I've been waiting for this like a long time. And I think it actually come at the right time. You know, we played some fantastic cricket today. I mean, we didn't get the start that we wanted with the bowling, but I think the batting actually did it for us. I think it's fantastic to know that the men were actually behind us. I know Sammy sent me a text this morning and he was like, Steph, you're going to do it. The girl's going to do it. So just back yourself. We believe. And I think that we did.